This is Chito.
And this is John.
And welcome to the Nurse Tonge Podcast.
Season 2. Hey, are you okay? Is there a sign of breathing? Is there a pulse? Malamang nasabi mo na rin ang mga ito sa basic life support. Pero tonight, pag-uusapan natin kung paano naman i-resuscitate kung yung love life mo ang kailangang revive. Nako, mahaba-haba at madugong usapan ito.
Ang ganda. Chito. Oy, champ, kamusta? How are you?
Eto, happy Feb Ibig Month.
Kamusta yung ano mo? How was your Valentine's Day? How did you spend it?
I spent it at home.
What, ano bang ginawa mo? What did you do, like?
Galing ako kasi ng night shift, so nagpahinga lang talaga ako sa bahay, seriously. So, ayun, single pero masaya. But kung kukumusahin mo yung puso ko, mas lalong masaya. Pero at the moment, I'm still single. Enjoying my time.
I think that's good news for our viewers. Our listeners.
Listeners.
Just like to say good morning and good night to all of the listeners around the world, the Middle East, in the Philippines.
Salam alaikum.
In the US, in Europe, hello, welcome to the show. How about you, champ? How was your week so far? How was your work?
It's fine. Usual routine, so masaya. And yun nga, I think nabanggit ko sa previous episode natin na I've got a new role after we finish our season 1.
Yes.
Another update ito sa ating mga listeners. So, wow. Masaya. Very blessed.
Congratulations, bro. And how is, professionally wise, how is it? Is it, how was the difference between your role before and now? Kamusta naman?
So, dati kasi is more on bedside ako. So, now, medyo nag-in-charge na tayo ng shift. Yan, so, medyo umaasenso. Kailangan medyo mag-level up kasi nagkakaedad na rin tayo. So, yun. Okay naman, masaya. Masayang maging leader ng shift. But at the same time, challenging. So, pero overall, I'm blessed and happy. Ikaw ba, bro? Kumusta?
Profession wise, I'm quite satisfied of where I am right now.
Mm-mm.
I mean, kung saan man ako nagtatrabaho, yung mga kasama ko, very good. I mean, relationship wise, very, very nice people. And I'm quite satisfied of my responsibilities at the moment. I mean, it's not really heavy, and I do really have more time for myself and to my family as well. So it's very satisfying for me, champ. So,
Tsaka sa ating pong mga listeners, napansin nyo ba ang ganda ng accent ni Chito? Parang nasa call center yung English, ha?
Eh, kasi bago yung mic ko ngayon.
yun naman pala. Iba talaga yung nagagawa ng bagong gadget, no? Pati yung accent. Nag-i-improve.
Okay. Ewan ko, but ako, ano, siguro sa, ano, sa mic to. So, kung gusto nyo gumanda yung accent, so bumili kayo ng bagong mic.
Yun pa din yung sekreto dun.
Okay. So, yung, ano pala natin, yung website natin, it's still open. You can still register and sign up. We will be updating more blogs, more news, and actually, we're tying up with a couple of review centers.
Magkakaroon tayo ng mga guests.
Yes, and I'm happy to let you know that we will be having more episodes. We'll be having more guests. That's exciting, isn't it? Ciao.
So for now, pagtiyagaan niyo muna kaming dalawa sa mga susunod na episodes. For sure, may excite kayo sa mga darating nating guests.
Yes. So what are we talking about today? So anong pag-uusapan natin ngayon, champ?
Kasi yun nabanggit natin kanina sa intro, 'di ba? Nagtitingin tayo ng signs of life. Pero sa episode natin, alamin naman natin yung signs of failing love, signs of ano ba, kailangang i-resuscitate or bigyan ng buhay sa ating love life. Ito naman, so, pag love life, nako.
Expert.
Expert ka?
Ayong dalawa. Ikaw lang ata yung expert eh. So para siyang ano, So the title is Basic Love Support. Mm-hmm. If merong basic life support, meron namang basic love support. So how can we resuscitate our relationship? Parang that's the notion. So I'm proud to say that I made this one.
I think meron tayong nagawang similar na ganito in the first season. But,
meron. Pero ito,
but ito yung dapat nilang abangan kasi nag-upgrade na tayo, bro.
Nag-upgrade tayo, Mike.
Medyo nadagdagan yung wisdom natin ngayon. Oh, at saka yung mga experiences, diba? So, feeling ko marami kaming matututunan sa'yo, bro. I'm looking forward to what you can offer.
So, a quick overview. Before, I was a trained emergency medical technician, bro. So, to all the listeners before, that was like, what, 10 years ago? Mm-hmm. I was trained to be an emergency medical technician basic. So, I worked in the ambulance for 1 year, I think. Parang nag-go 1 year yun. And then, it was a very good experience. I learned a lot of things, really. Especially dealing with patients in the streets, at home, you know, receiving calls from, we were like 911 before. Para kaming 911 na kung tatawagan nila kami pag may emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned a lot, especially stability under pressure, critical thinking, yung ganun. And it really helped me grow to what I am right now because my transition was from the pre-hospital to the hospital. So I'm really thankful na na experience ko yun. And I would like to say hi to my to my how do you call that, my fellow nurses before. Mm-hmm. Actually they're avid listeners of this podcast and they're all over the world right now, so hello
sa inyo.
So what is the basic life support, champ? To start, diba? So how do you recognize like love arrest? So for me, number one in the basic love support, prompt recognition of love arrest.
Yan yung unang step.
Yan yung unang step. So prompt recognition of love arrest. It is crucial to anticipate the signs and symptoms of love arrest. According to me, love arrest is the process of falling
according
out.
To me talaga.
2023.
Sorry. I don't know. Love by arrest, Chito po to, expert.
Et al. Love arrest is the process of falling out of love by chance or intention. Signs such as you don't want to be intimate anymore or nawala na ng gana, you feel trapped, feeling mo nasasakal ka na, or your priorities have changed. Iba na yung priority mo sa buhay before. Before siya yung priority mo, ngayon iba na. And you stop thinking about a future together. Parang hindi mo na siya nakikita. Parang hindi mo na nakikita yung future mo sa kanya. And if nakikita nyo ang mga signs na yan, kailangan nyo nang mag-stop, look, and listen. At aksyonan ang naghihingalong relasyon. Diba? Good.
Prompt recognition of love arrest. So parang sa BLS din, no, may mga una kang makikita na, oops, itong pasyente na to ay nag-a-arrest or nag-arrest. So parang ganun din pala sa love. Merong prompt recognition. May mga unang, yung parang unang senyales or feelings.
Initial signs and symptoms na kailangan nyo nang erus. Kailangan nyo nang aksyonan yung love life.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your take about the first step?
Parang nawala yung pagka-expert natin. So parang nasabi mo kanina na hindi na nakikita yung future sa kanya. So may mga reason siguro yan behind bakit hindi mo nakikita yung reason na makasama ang tao na to sa future. So probably magkaiba kayo ng goal sa buhay or yung alam mo yun, yung lagi kayo nag-aaway, hindi na kayo magkasundo. So, and also, I think, kung hindi ako nagkakamali, nabanggit mo kanina, falling out of love by chance or intention. Ang pangit naman kung by intention, no? Parang pinili mo talaga na umalis. So,
actually, may mga possible. May possible din yung ganun, di ba? Yung ano, yung you don't want to be intimate anymore. Minsan kasi, in the relationship, parang, yun, mawawalan ka ng gana. Alam mo yung, parang everything is like, routine already. You don't feel that spark anymore. Do you know what I mean? Parang hindi ka na interesado na with this person. because parang nagiging routine na, parang ganun. And your priorities has changed already. Feeling mo you're not thinking about your future anymore with the one because you have other extracurricular activities such as maglalaro ng computer games or playing sports, working out, parang ganun. Eh, dapat, di ba, sila yung priority natin. Kasi mahal natin sila in the first place.
Gusto ko lang emphasize, no, yung sa sinabi natin kanina, yung falling out of love by chance or intention. I guess, yung isang relationship, even not in a romantic relationship, it's always based on decisions. So, it's always up to you if you want to grow or continue with a relationship or not. Mm-hmm. Kasi hindi natin ma-promise na ang isang relationship is 100% happily ever after, na consistent happy. Merong mga trials, problems, and struggles. But it's a choice if you want to continue and pursue this person, to continue with the relationship. And it's also a choice if you want to end the relationship. So, my point, I guess, may sense naman yung sinabi ko.
If nakita niyo tong ano, mga signs and symptoms na to, so kailangan na mag stop, look, and listen
and feel na, and feel pa nga, 'di ba, sa BLS. So parang ganun din, stop, look, listen, and feel. I-feel mo kung may pagmamahal pa ba siya sa iyo. I-feel mo kung may nararamdaman ka pa ba sa kanya o manhid ka na sa pangangaliwa niya.
Hindi,
joke lang. Pero hindi po to based on experience, ah. Ano lang to?
Parang dami mo experience, bro.
Hindi, based on ano lang to? Movie binging.
So, ano ba yung ano?
So, yan. So,
ipi-play ko na ba yung Jopay?
Ano ba umusa yung Jopay na yan, no?
Hindi kasi, ano...
high school pa tayo niyan, eh.
Oo nga.
Nahalata to yung edad natin.
ako, ano pa ako niyan, bro? Grade school.
Talaga ba?
Hindi kasi parang na naging trending siya sa TikTok, eh. Kasi parang may intro, yung intro niya parang napaka-interesting, catchy siya. Kasi nauuso yung ano, eh, yung December Avenue, yung mga kanta nila, yung parang Lost, Heartbroken, parang ganun. Moira, di ba? Ben and Ben. Medyo naging medyo bumabalik tayo sa ano, eh, sa mga ganong genre ngayon, eh. So yun lang naman. So next.
So yun. So speaking of stop, listen, and feel, so kailangan mong, pag nagawa mo na yun, syempre, ma-realize mo kung ano ba yung mga signs of life, kung meron man sa relationship. Meron pa ba?
Meron ba?
So you have to discern and speak about your relationship. Hindi lang isang tao, kundi parehas kayo. Dapat talaga may good communication between the two of you para ma-save, kung kaya pa. Kung hindi naman, baka, ayun, habang buhay lang kayo makinig sa mga kanta ng sabi mo, sila Moira, sila Lainey, or Ben and Ben.
Yan.
Sino pa ba mga hugot, ano natin dyan, songers?
Hindi, may bawa ngayon si Arthur Neri. Narinig mo yung mga kanta niya? Medyo, ano, medyo may...
Parang noon pa siya sikat, di ba? Yung Before You Go ba yun?
Parang may... mga ganun. Sikat na yun ngayon, eh. Mga, ano...
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
Sad love song. Ang gano'n.
Yun yung umuuso ngayon, eh. So, kailangan talaga malaman kung meron pa ng mga, kung meron man na signs of life sa relationship. Kasi kung meron pa, ang next question siguro is it worth it na buhayin pa? Or, yes. Kasi diba, parang sa BLS, minsan nagre-resuscitate ka na for like 30 minutes. Kung mabuhay yung patient, is it worth it pa ba? Meron pa bang quality of life? So, parang ganun din siguro sa love. Is it worth it pa ba na kung sobra-sobra na yung problema, maybe sa iba, sa inyo, ay merong cheating or ayun, alam mo yung malalalim na reason behind the failure sa relationship, you have to ask yourself as well kung ito ba ay worth it pa na ituloy. Kasi kung ma survive man ninyo, kung ma-revive ninyo ang relationship, would it be a happy relationship or would it be a miserable one?
Yes. Parang ano siya, you need to choose between A and B.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kung pipiliin mo siya, would you still have a good relationship or not and be happy and, you know, find yourself again, 'di ba?
Mm.
And lahat kasi ng mga problema at gusot sa buhay ay nalulutas yan sa mag-apan. Mm. Ah, ano mo yan, bro? Do you believe on that line?
Oh, naman. So, sabi ko kanina, it's a decision. It's always a decision or an option to make. So, hindi pwedeng by chance lang na, ay, wala na kasi wala na talaga. Kasi you have the decision to make kung gusto mong ituloy or not. And may, sorry, bago tayo punta sa next stage of basic love support, gusto ko lang din pala emphasize na syempre different situation kapag ikaw ay married na and kung may family na.
Correct.
So syempre kapag hindi pa kayo kasal, alam mo yon, mas madaling mag-decide. Pero kapag you're into a family, married na, syempre ibang usapan na yan. So
yes,
basic right. Ako personally, ayaw ko talaga ng divorce kasi hindi siya yung design ng Lord. And I think most of the Filipinos as well, we've got different opinion about divorce, pero mas kailangan pag-isipan once na you're already married or you've got children. Mm-hmm. Kasi mas iba na yung responsibilities, unlike kapag you're just boyfriend girlfriend or mag-fiancé pa lang, syempre iba yung level nung situation.
Mm-hmm.
Going back
to the my question ako sa'yo, Champ. Do you believe in will you listen to your heart or to your brain?
Kasi ito, kasi maganda yung tanong mo, ha. Sobrang ganda ng tanong. Kasi ako, I'm more of a thinker person, pero when I get in love, as in love din talaga emotionally. Pero hindi kasi pwedeng ito kasi yung maling notion na ang love is all about emotion. As I've mentioned earlier, ang relationship, dadaan yan sa maraming pagsubok at hindi pwedeng puro emotion ang pairalin mo. So kapag nakakainis yung partner mo, ano yun, hiwalay agad. So of course, you have to use your critical thinking. Oh, diba, nurse pa rin. Critical thinking, assessment,
yes.
I-diagnose mo kung...
Di
anong
may, ano tayo, di
problema?
Di ba may episode tayo dyan? Naalala ko yun, bro.
O, di ba na-apply pa rin natin dito sa basic love support. So, parang ganun din. You have to go to the process. And that process requires you to think, not just to invest in your emotions. Kasi kung emotion at emotion, so tuwing mag-aaway kayo, maghihiwalay kayo. So, dapat talaga ginagamitan ng brain ang relationship. It's not
nga,
100% emotion.
Sabi nga nila,
yes,
diba, huwag kang mag-decide. You don't decide when your mind is really... you still have the anger in your mind.
Parang,
parang galit ka. Huwag kang mag-decide. Try to discern and, you know, take time to think about what you're going to do. Kasi it will affect you in the long run, diba?
Sabi most probably, mali yung magiging decision mo. Even if you're happy, diba?
Baka din iba yung masabi mo. Siyempre pagsisisihan mo yan, hindi yan. So make sure, you know, stop, look, listen, and feel. Go to a quiet corner and think about it, listen to music or what, then once you're relaxed and not anxious anymore, and then you decide, di ba? Or pumunta ka sa Spotify, pumunta ka sa Nurse Akage Podcast.
Ang dami yung matututunan doon, di ba?
Makinig ka sa
ang gagaling kaya ng mga... mga host natin doon, expert sa life. Mga feeling life coach no?
Okay, pwede na tayong gumawa ng agency, bro. Chito and Champ life coach, diba? joke lang. Okay, next step, pagkatapos mong i-determine if may signs ba sa life, signs of life sa relationship, next, number 3, call for urgent love assistance. Wow. So, ask for help from the right people like your friends and family. Diba? Hanap ka ng love assistance. Kasi nag-love arrest na. Na-determine mo na. So ask for advice on how to fix and solve things. Huwag magdesisyon, yung sinabi ko kayo na, huwag magdesisyon ng galit kasi pwede mo itong pagsisihan sa oras na mag-iba ang iyong emosyon at maisip mo mali pala yung nagawa mo. Tandaan na nasa uli ang pagsisisi. Kaya dapat huwag gumawa ng bagay na sa huli ay iyong paghihan. Asking for help from your friends, from the right people, will have a ton of benefits such as develop smarter solution to your problems, you will deepen your thinking, and you will sharpen your decision. Mm-hmm. So yung ano, yung call for urgent love assistance is to simplify, parang nag-ask, parang nagko-call ka for a friend,
help.
Call for help from a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So kung may problema ka, you can ask for someone's help. Kung sino man yung close friend mo, yung kung close ka sa family mo, sa mom mo or sa dad mo, di ba? Ask for their wisdom. It will help you discern and you know. Kasi those people may have good and wise decisions. So they can guide you throughout your decision process. Yun lang. How about
I cannot agree more on that, no? Mm. So sobrang similar talaga siya sa basic life support.
Gaya ng ginawa mo sa akin, di ba? Tumawag ka sa akin kasi namomoblema ka.
May tanong ba?
Ah, wala ba?
Parang nakalimutan ko yan. Going
okay yan, bro. Lahat ng mga...
Kinalimutan na natin ang mga ano.
May, parang ano yan eh, midazolam eh. Parang may amnesia effect. Umiinom ka
baka pa. Maniwala sila, bro.
Joke lang yun.
Hindi, pero, yeah. On a serious side, yun, sabi ko nga, I cannot agree more. So, parang sa basic life support, di ba, pag nagre-resuscitate ka ng isang namamatay na tao, hindi mo kaya na ikaw lang mag-isa. So you have to ask for help. At least dalawa kayo, 'di ba? Kasi mapapagod ka. So parang ganun din sa love. Kung ikaw lang mag-isa yung tumetake ng action, mauubos ka, mapapagod ka.
Correct.
You have to ask your partner to help you and other people as well kung kailangan. But basically, you cannot fix the relationship alone because it's always two. It always takes two to tango, 'di ba? So how can you save the relationship kung ikaw lang yung may idea na may problem yung relationship? So maybe you have to, alam mo yun, communicate talaga and ask for assistance.
The other party must acknowledge. Mm-hmm.
Oo. So first is dun sa partner mo. And then next, kung talagang hindi nyo kaya, is sa mga tao na mapagkakatiwalaan. But make sure na yung pagsasabihan nyo ng problem ay mga hindi marites. Kasi uso ngayon yung marites. Oo. Yung sa halip na nakatulong, nalaman ng buong baryo na kayo pala ay not in good terms. So, tapos gatungan kayo ng mga, alam mo yun, mga maling advice. So, make sure na you surround yourself with good people. Yung people na mapapag-confident nyo ng inyong mga private matters.
Correct. And actually, this is just for me, no? Because I have this before when I was still a student. I have this diary that I keep. I usually keep those diaries for me to learn from my experiences, especially from not only from work but generally for life. So whenever I have a problem or something, I usually go back and read those. And how did I solve this one like that?
Mm.
It would really help you towards the process of.
Ano ba yan? Practice makes perfect.
Parang ganun, try
and error. Joke lang.
Hindi,
pero seriously, di ba? Natututo tayo sa mga past experiences, past mistakes. So, that really makes sense, bro. Yung sinabi mo.
So, next, after tayong mag-call for urgent love assistance.
Oo, syempre, after natin mag-call for urgent love assistance, syempre, hindi naman agad-agad masosolve yung problem immediately. So, parang sa BLS din. Even if you have someone to assist you to revive that person, it will take time. And time is very important sa pag-revive. So, early and effective love resuscitation. So, mahalaga yung early. Huwag nyo nang patagalin na mas maraming tao yung masaktan or maapektuhan. Huwag nyo nang hintayin si Marites na ano na makapag-spread ng rumors kasi lalaki yung problem. So, mahalaga talaga yung early and effective love resuscitation. So, love resuscitation involves two parties, diba? As I mentioned earlier, it needs two to tango. The earlier the detection of love arrests, or we meant relationship problem, the better. Kasi, kung hindi mo agad na ramdaman na may problema pala, even if the problem is there, parang years already, nako, mas mahirap na yan, di ba? Mas mahirap masolusyonan. So, mahirap ma-resolve ang problem kapag both of you are already falling out of love. Kung isa pa lang, at least, ayan, medyo madali-dali pa yan. Kaya pang mag-adjust nung isa. So, how do we do it? Diba? How do we do early and effective love resuscitation? What are the ways to improve the relationship? Siguro, firstly, is to show genuine love. Kasi love naman yung reason kung bakit kayo nandyan sa relationship na yan, diba? So, show genuine love. Be kind. Be gentle with your words. Like, greeting your partner na kahit may pinagdadaanan ka, you still show your smile, yung mga kindat mo na nagpa-inlove sa kanya. Oh, di ba?
Yung mga parang nagbibigay ng butterflies in the tummy. Ascaris pala.
At saka ano, di ba? Be intentional when resuscitating your love or your relationship. Kasi when I say be intentional, give extra effort. Give extra effort. Kasi parang pag nag-BBLS tayo, di ba, may certain depth and certain rhythm tawag dito, chest compressions. So, ganun din sa love. May certain depth dapat tayo na binibigay. Hindi pwedeng mababaw lang kasi hindi mo talaga marirevive.
Yes. And be genuine as well. Yung parang be honest and be true. It parang importante talaga siya, di ba?
Tama
yan. To your partner. Kasi para mafe-feel niya na totoo talaga yung mga nararamdaman.
Kung halimbawa, meron kang frustration, voice it out. But of course, sabi ko nga kanina, show love when you're voicing out. Hindi yung sumisigaw ka out of nowhere. Sabihin mo na frustrated ka because of this and that. Kunyari, nagselos ka. Sabihin mo talaga, honestly, kaysa naguhulaan kayo ng feelings, di ba? Mahirap kaya maghulaan ng feelings.
Ano ba to? Ano? Ano tawag nito? Game ka na ba? Or wants to be a millionaire? Next.
So, ano ba yung dapat i-focus, Chito?
Siguro, mag-focus tayo kung ano yung ano, what is right in the relationship. Kasi, minsan, kasi pag nag-aaway yung partners, lumalabas yung past mistakes or yung mga kasalanan natin dati na halongkat.
Na hindi naman related dun sa problem, di ba?
Nakuhulungkat sa mga baul na tago na sa hukay. Na yan, lumalabas lahat yan.
Parang lalim ng hugot mo dun, ha?
Okay. At nasasabi yon. Saka parang pag nasabi na yon, parang fresh na fresh, yung parang crispy na crispy. Diba? So dapat talagang ano, mag-focus tayo kung ano man yung dapat, what is right in the relationship.
I think sa ating mga lalaki, hindi naman sa ako ay sexist or whatever. Pero 'di ba, commonly sa ating mga lalaki, we're very direct. I think sa mga babae yung medyo kailangang i-improve yun when it comes to communicating the problem. As long as yung lalaki is walang tinatagong ano, ha. Hindi ko sinasabi na lahat ng mga lalaki ay kagaya namin ni Chito na matitino. I mean, kung mga kagaya namin, normally, we're direct to the point talaga. Yung mga matitipuno at saka mga maginoo. We're always direct to the point. Pag may problem na nadidetect, we're always direct to the point. But, sadly, most of the women are hesitant to tell what they're feeling. Siguro hormonal din or culturally, 'di ba? Hindi sila mas nag-speak out. Pero sa time natin ngayon, mas ano na sila eh. Mas may boses na. So siguro 'yun talaga na tama 'yung sabi mo. The two should be really honest and 'wag mag-hesitate kung ano 'yung nakikitang problema. Rather than hintayin na lumaki yung problema tsaka magsabi. So, yun nga, early. Mahalaga talaga yung early.
So, pwede mo ding i-train yung sarili mo, di ba, na look at the positive side of the relationship. See what you love at them. And let them feel how much you mean to them in your life.
Kasi walang perfect na tao talaga, eh, di ba?
Di, magkakamali at magkakamali ka talaga in the long run.
So, yun nga, kailangan mo talaga i-make sure na hindi ka lagi nakatingin sa negative, no? Yung sabi nga, di ba, pag may nakita ka na glass, di ba, someone would see it as half empty and the positive thinker would see it as half full. So ano ba yung nakikita mo when it comes to relationship? Is it the good qualities of your partner or is it the negative ones? Kung may negative ones and then okay lang. I mean, voice it out para ma-improve, pero walang perfect na tao, walang makaka-perfect ng lahat ng checklist natin. Meron at merong ma-fail.
So, ano yung mga conclusion natin dito? So, in conclusion, in basic love support, we can use the experience of falling in or out of love as an opportunity to know ourselves better, to understand our tendencies, our fears, or our patterns. We can recognize the behavior we fall into that we may create distance in our relationships. And we can meet the challenge of changing these behaviors with self-compassion. Whatever lessons we learn, we can carry into any relationship. So when it's the right one, we'll have the tools to fight for the love we want in the long run. Diba? So
hindi talaga may iwasan yung mga failures na relationship. Ang mahalaga is matuto ka. Huwag mo nang uulitin yung mga mistakes before. So yes. I think for me, yung conclusion ko dito is I'm always going back to the definition of love and why did you ended up into that relationship. So lagi kang babalik doon yung mga araw na nag-decide ka na to go into that relationship.
Yes.
Kasi going back, love, true love, because naiiba na kasi yung definition ngayon ng love eh, masyado ng superficial, more on physical, more on what you need. But yung totoong love, yung true love, genuine love, ang definition talaga nito is seeking good for your partner or for others. And it often requires sacrifice. So that's, for me, is true love. So hindi pwedeng lagi kang self-centered na ano ba yung makukuha ko sa tao na to? Would I feel happy? Would I be secured in life kapag ito ang napangasawa ko, kapag ito yung partner ko? It's always what you can offer to that person. I mean, when you are truly in love into someone, it's about you giving to that person what you can offer. Of course, hindi yung buong-buong pagkatao mo kasi mahirap din naman kapag walang natira, di ba? But yun kasi napapansin ko sa totoo lang dito eh, yung definition ngayon ng mga tao ng love is laging kung ano yung makukuha mo on the other party. Whereas for me, ang true love talaga is often requires sacrifice and yun. It's not all about yourself. It's not all about yourself.
Yung ano naman, yung sa in relation to your conclusion, pag nag-fail talaga yung relationship, wala tayong magagawa. Ganyan talaga. You just need to move on. And, just what I said in the past podcast before, when you go into a relationship, you give 90% sa kanya. Bigay mo yung 90% na love sa kanya. Tirahan mo yung sarili mo ng 5% self-love and then 5% bigay mo sa parents, sa other friends, parents mo. Kasi pag, if mag worst comes to worst, mag-break kayo, mawawala yung 90% mo, meron ka pang 10% na buuin ulit yung sarili mo to make yourself 100%. And then, when you're 100% already, you can be ready to give that love. Kasi, you cannot love someone if hindi ka 100% eh, diba? To be honest. It's not possible.
And even, just to add up lang din, no? And even sa basic life support, di ba, hindi naman 100% ang success rate ng pag-resuscitate. So, parang ganun din. So, kung hindi talaga ma-resuscitate, especially, I'm talking about the singles na, kasi ibang usapan tayo sa married couples. So, kung hindi talaga ma-resuscitate, okay lang. baka hindi yun yung perfect na tao. Or, pwede namang magkabalikan pala kayo, pero yun nga, kailangan nyo munang mag-grow individually. And, siguro ang may add ko pa is, when you had a failed relationship, kalimutan mo yung lahat ng bitterness, lahat ng negative, before you enter a new one or before you re-enter your old relationship. Kasi it's unfair to the person that you will love that you still have that bitterness. So, kung ano yung nararamdaman mo kasi, yun yung ma-offer mo sa partner mo. So, kung may bitterness ka, magiging bitter ka
yung, ano,
doon sa bago mong relationship. Maaring superficially happy ka, pero hindi naman, bro. Marami lang ako mga natutunan sa ating paglaylo. Marami akong natutunan sa ating paglaylo
about pagdi-discern,
about life and love.
Gusto ko.
So yun, unfair 'di ba na kunyari ako nakipag girlfriend ako sa isang kaka tapos ng breakup and then hindi pa siya talaga nakapag-move on. Unfair sa part ko na I'm getting all of these negative emotions. Hindi deserve nung ka-partner mo na hindi tayo healer, hindi tayo ano,
panakip butas.
Oo, panakip butas. Tama, yun yung tamang term doon. Hindi tayo panakip butas.
Ano ba yung tawag sa ano, bro? Yung parang IV bomb, yung red, ang tawag yun? Panakip butas. Ano yung sa cannula, 'di ba may
okay, yung bang.
Yung bang. Wag maging bang. So madami tayong natututunan dito sa ano sa episode na to. Prompt recognition of love arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And signs of life sa relationship. Ano nga yung number 3? Champ?
Of course, call for urgent love assistance.
And
of course, dapat effective at early yung resuscitation, yung love resuscitation. Otherwise,
buo na yung basic love support.
Yun.
So, to end this episode, Jump, do you want to share something?
Oh, eto. Very, very short lang na Bible verse. Sobrang ganda nito. Yung sa 1 John 4:19, it says, "We love because He first loved us." Sobrang simple lang, no? So, we cannot love someone if we don't have love at all sa ating puso. So, before we can genuinely love someone, that love should come from something else. So, maybe yung iba sa atin hindi nakaramdam ng pagmamahal sa parents, sa family. But, there's always God who surely love us. And, if yung pinanggagalingan ng love mo is si God, for sure, yung love na mabibigay mo sa iba ay nag-uumapaw rin, overflowing, siksik, liglig, umaapaw.
Yan.
So, mahalaga lagi talaga na we have the source of love. So, from our family as well. So, try to nurture those relationship kasi mahirap magmahal ng iba kung ikaw mismo ay walang love sa sarili mo or walang nakukuhang love.
Buuin mo muna sarili mo.
Mm-mm.
Alright.
Galing.
Galing ah.
Feeling love expert. Nadala ko na emotion ko. Pwede pa tayo mag-extend, bro.
Alam mo, bro. Parang ano na tayo, 40 minutes. Pero di ko pa rin na-feel na 40 minutes.
Oh. Pwede pa nga eh. Pwede pang mag 3 hours.
Wag na muna.
Hindi, para para manabik naman yung mga listeners natin sa next episode.
So, yun na. So we end this episode, episode 2 of the season 2 of the Nerd Soccer Podcast. Again, this is Chito.
And this is Jump. Paalam!
Paalam.